your band is garbage, and we're here to tell you. Two pieces of shit guys lying in our bedrooms. We may be garbage, but we know better than you. Your band is garbage, and we all know that it's true.
Okay, we are live. So, not live. It's not a live thing. It's definitely right. Live. Can you fucking imagine if this shit was live? Honestly. Hey, what's up? Hey, what is the thing that we used to say? What's up, gamers? We used to say, what's up, gamers, to start the episode.
Yeah, what's up, gamers? Welcome to the pod.
Yeah, welcome to the fucking podcast.
Garbage.
We're hanging out. We're vibing tonight. We have, in the virtual stew here, our new pals, our some old pals, some new pals. Not that old. They're not like old guys. Bad joke. Never mind. We have the fellas over with the Arlen Gun Club, Cincinnati punk band. It's very cool to talk to you guys. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. We just got McDonald's, and this guy looks like he's about to throw up.
Yep. Chest is hurting pretty bad. I don't know why, but it's hurting.
I have a lot of nostalgia for McDonald's. Like I think when you go to McDonald's, you know it's not good. Like, of course nobody's going to McDonald's to think it's going to be good. But I have this, like, it tastes exactly the same no matter where you get it. And it tastes exactly the same as it did when I was, like, a 10-year-old fatty just, like, shoving the Mighty Kids meal down my throat as fast as I could.
That sounds like our Jacob right here.
It just makes me... Well, that's another thing. We got, like, a two Jacob situation right now. Like, because that's also my name, and that also is one of your names, so...
Jacob the situation.
So who's Jacob, and who's the situation?
Ooh. Damn! That's the question, huh? That's the real question.
I think our Jacob is the whole situation, so...
Wait.
I told you not to talk about my hole on the podcast anymore.
Wait, did you guys hear
that? I don't want your pity applause sound effect.
Hole. I like that band.
Hole.
It's not band.
Enough with the hole.
All right. Sorry.
Hole pigs.
I just threw some McDonald's down my hole.
Well, the thing about McDonald's is that, like, it doesn't make you feel good. Like, you immediately want to die after you eat it. But in the moment when you're eating it, phenomenal.
It's hot and delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The McDonald's we got was pretty shitty, honestly.
Okay.
Old fries, no mac sauce.
No, yeah, there was no mac sauce on
that's
mine
really
and Leah's
disappointing.
Big Macs.
Because that's the only reason you're getting the Big Mac. I'm certainly not doing it for the extra bun. I don't need that. I don't know who asked for it. I don't need it. But I'll take it if it's there.
All those carbs.
I'm certainly not going there for the two really thin beef patties. And I'm certainly not there for the like almost always a little bit brown lettuce. So... Like, I'm only eating the mac sauce. That's why I'm here. To not get mac sauce on a Big Mac, I might not go back to that location again. That's pretty tough.
Oh, a war crime.
Yeah.
All their employees are cowards, if you ask me.
Fuck.
Yeah. And you hate service workers in general, I think you were saying before this, right?
Oh, yeah. I wear Patagonia sweatshirts all the time, and I just head into stores, and I start being really mean to them.
Yeah.
I like Vineyard Vines, personally, but whatever. To each his own.
Yeah. Actually, I have a... I don't wear any nice clothes, but I've started ordering pants from Torrid, which is like the plus size women's clothing company, and it's awesome. I've been wearing like leggings and shit now. Highly recommend just wearing leggings. It rocks.
I used to wear girls' Hollister jeans when I was in middle school. That's pretty cool. A lot of flexibility. It was the nice amount of skinny that I liked because I was skinny 13, 14 years
old. All the pre-rips in there? You know.
Yeah! Yeah,
style.
They were $20 too.
Not bad.
It's not bad. They're $20 jeans. You don't get that very often.
Whoa, $20 Hollister jeans?
Yeah, that's like when you walk in, it's like that wall by the register. It's all
those jeans are like $400.
They kind of fucking suck. They kind of fucking suck though.
Welcome to the capitalist advertisement podcast.
where
to spend your money and all that.
What are we sponsored by?
Here comes the money.
You know,
here we go.
All of that.
Wow.
Damn. Who's sponsoring this podcast?
That's a fantastic question. Who is sponsoring the podcast?
Dollar Shave Club.
I think Abercrombie & Fitch.
I would love... I know it's like... It's NordVPN. Not even really a bit anymore because they do advertise on a bunch of podcasts now. But I would love to get an advertisement for Blue Chew, the dick pill company. That would be so fucking cool. I hope I get one sponsor and I hope it's
I like Manscaped too. The balls.
It should be all like... penis related things that you guys are sponsored by.
That would be so fucking cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, anything where I can talk about my dick and balls, and I'm down to be sponsored by that.
I don't know if it's specifically Dollar Shave Club that does this, but I get you know, the ads on YouTube as you're like watching the videos and just scrolling through. They have the one guy with like kind of like long, I think curly hair, and he just like, the soap you shower with is shit. It's trash. This is terrible soap. And I don't know if he specifically does an ad for Dollar Shave Club, but they all have the same vibe as that guy, and I want to throw every single one of those people into a wood chipper. I hate those ads so much. That shit sucks.
Wood chipper.
I like Dollar Shave Club. Don't use it.
But I don't use it. I enjoy their ads.
They bought a factory in Germany that creates the highest quality blades. They bought their own factory. That's their boast.
Highest quality.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's actually true. I listened to some podcasts. We make our own. They bought a 100-year-old factory that makes the highest quality German blades. Because they're serious.
Sounds like it.
I like that. Oh, shit. Yeah, when I buy from a brand, I want to know that they're serious.
That's
why you shop at Hollister.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
It's been a while. Don't fit me that much anymore.
Now you got cargo pants on.
Yeah.
And boots.
I've changed. Vibe has changed immaculately.
He's got overalls on too.
Would you rather be wearing Hollister jeans at the shows?
Yeah,
or the cargo pants and Forever 21 jeans.
I want you to wear capris. How about some capris?
Okay,
that'd be awesome.
I actually know.
Have you ever ripped a pair of pants at a show? We've had a couple stories about that.
No, but I got a pair. I specifically have in my dresser a pair of capris that were like ripped pants that turned into capris by ripping them. And a crop top that I will be wearing together at the first show back.
That rocks. Sweet. I think I should be in crop tops way more often. That shit rocks.
Crop tops were worn by guys before.
Crop tops.
Before the 60s.
That shit is so dope.
I don't know why I went out of style. Maybe no one wants to see your little happy trail.
Yeah.
I want to see your happy trail.
No, you don't want to see mine.
It's cowardice.
They're wearing the crop tops with the big jeans that are no longer made, but like the big fucking parachute jeans. From back in the day.
Yeah, MC Hammer.
What a fit. Oh,
what I would give for a pair of JNCO jeans.
Right.
They're expensive.
I decided a long time ago that I think if I ever make it, you know, like truly make it to like the Hollywood levels of fame, for whatever reason, I don't know in what universe this is happening, but if I'm ever at like a red carpet premiere, I'm going in the big like Osiris shoes that are like.
Hell yeah.
I had those too. I had those too.
And then like the fucking big jeans and like a big t-shirt. Yeah. That shit would be so cool. I would love to do that.
My iconic 7th grade look was super skinny jeans, Osiris shoes, and like a really baggy t-shirt. And I shit.
Let's go.
I look like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Jacob, did I ever tell you that I went to a red carpet premiere?
No. You went to a red carpet premiere?
Yeah, there are photos of me at the red carpet premiere for... it was like the 2007 or 2008 Journey to the Center of the Earth with Brendan Fraser. And
I love him.
Yeah, I went to the red carpet premiere and the after party.
There's not a chance that's true.
100%.
He's black.
Because I have an aunt who, I guess you could say, used to be in movies. I don't think she's been in anything for a little bit. She's been working on other stuff. But, she just got us tickets to this premiere. And so it was me and like a fucking Monty Python and the Holy Grail t-shirt. Like next to my dad and my like way younger siblings getting screamed at by the paparazzi to get the fuck out of the way. because there were actual famous people like walking around us. We met a couple people at the after party. My dad talked to the original Conan the Barbarian for like 45 minutes.
Arnold?
It was like his idol. Whatever the other one was. Maybe it wasn't the original.
Was it Kevin Sorbo? Is that his name?
Something like that.
I thought it should be Sorbet, personally.
And then I gave a head nod to Josh Hutcherson as he was leaving the bathroom.
Oh, let's go.
And I went, sup.
So you kind of knew early on that he was going to do big things, huh? You can sort of take credit for that, almost.
What?
Yeah, yeah. I met him before he got cool. That's and cool. he gave me the head nod back. He was like, "What's up?"
Like Bridge to Terabithia era.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not him.
I saw that movie in theaters.
That was that fucking British kid. No, the fucking Twinkie one.
That was Josh Hutcherson. Josh Hutcherson and Anna Sophia Robb.
Yeah, for sure. He was the guy around here.
He's from Union, Kentucky, I'm pretty sure.
I have a story about Josh Hutcherson.
Zathura, that guy, right?
Yeah, he was in Zathura.
I like Zathura.
One time, his dad and my dad worked at the same company, and there was a luncheon or something, and all the kids got, like, a little pizza meal with, like, applesauce, and he took my fucking piece of pizza.
Josh Hutcherson
took my fucking pizza.
Is that true?
That's 100% true, and he's a son of a bitch for that.
So he's a famous actor, and you're in a shitty band.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well, I'm pretty sure he did like an autograph session at like the Newport on the Levee theater and like charged people for autographs like
damn
I don't know like 8 or 9 years ago.
I remember
or, like
that.
Knew someone that went there to meet him
like Hunger Games era.
Yeah, that would have been Hunger Games era
because those motherfuckers were popular.
Damn. Have you ever? I rewatched the Hunger Games series recently. Have you ever seen the last Hunger Games movie?
Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
It is so fucking bad. It's unbelievable. Really bad.
The second and third one are really good.
Yeah, I agree. I really like
the first one, like three. Sucks.
Wait, is there four of them?
First one sucks. Second and third are really good. Fourth sucks.
Oh, then
I preferred the books personally.
I tried to read the books while I was taking the OATs.
The first book's pretty cool.
The first book.
The books are alright.
It's not a fan.
More of an Ender's Game kind of guy.
Okay.
I watched all the movies.
Big Divergent stan, maybe?
No.
Gosh.
That's all the same shit, right?
I mean, it is all the same shit.
It's all the same fucking slop. Like, yeah, I'm so tired of fucking movies. Like, we watched Godzilla vs. Kong.
Yeah.
Nah, that was good.
Okay, the monster fights, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
The more I reflected on it,
If you can ignore the scale of the monsters just changing to fit whatever they think like fits the scene.
Yeah, they truly are just changing sizes all the time. It's kind of wild to watch, actually.
You know, movie but, sucks is I Am Legend. Garbage fucking
movie. Oh, come on.
Yeah, I rewatched
don't
it the other
don't
day.
Talk shit it's on fu- I Am Legend.
It's fun, right?
Leave Will Smith alone. Him and Jada Pinkett are having a rough time.
The book?
You. The book rocks. I read the book as a kid.
It's got vampires, and they're not even zombies.
Jacob, you've never read a book.
I read... Shut the fuck
that's
up.
Not, that's what I said to you.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
I did read the book. I liked it.
Scared the fuck out of me.
What?
The mic stand fell.
Which one?
The one that I sing into. Oh my fucking god!
Leo, you're dramatic.
I had a music teacher in like elementary school where anytime anything fell over, he would just yell, "That sounded expensive." which is like the coolest fucking, like in a room of sixth graders just like killing it with jokes. Dude, that's my dream. That's awesome,
shit,
bro.
That's gonna be Ken here.
That's gonna be Ken Stoppelberg.
That's gonna be this dude. Our drummer's gonna be a teacher.
That rocks. Good for you. That fucking rules.
Thanks, man. He gets a union in low pay.
Well, yeah.
Hey, man.
Welcome to education.
More than just the low pay.
A union's great.
The low
unions
pay.
Are great.
You can't get fired even if you do some dumb shit.
That's debatable.
I've been trying to convince people at my job to start a union, and they're all just like, "No, I don't think I'm going to do that." I'm just like,
"Yeah,
take advantage of us, bro." That's well, they're not paying dues. You wouldn't be paying dues at that point, at the beginning. So, what the fuck are they worried about?
I don't know.
Because that's the only reason why
people
don't
unite.
Whatever.
Against their own cowards.
All right, let's talk about music. All right, let's talk about some music.
We can talk music. Are you ready for some music? We can do music.
Let's do music.
All right, let's do music.
Ben's got work at like. What time? 10:30.
Oh yeah, that's true. We do kind of have a stop. I gotta remember that.
Well, no, he can leave, but I want him to be a part of it.
Yeah. I can leave, and we can continue.
Yeah, we can keep going. We just leave his house whenever we want.
That's fair enough, I guess. all right, let's move on. I have a bit of a fun activity planned for all of us, so we can just roll into it. That's not no.
I love this game.
That's not the game.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Let's go ahead and...
Yeah, those are improvised. Every single episode of Seinfeld, the theme song was improvised before the production.
I would love if that's true, to be honest.
It is true.
Is that true?
No, look it up. Yeah, the guy who composed the theme song, the bass line...
Oh, but not the
main,
one that they played in the show.
No, the main... motif of the theme stayed the same, but everything else, like, he fucking improvised because they would just work around Jerry Seinfeld's opening.
Damn, that it's kind of cool, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking rocks. I've been watching Seinfeld's a lot of Curb, cool. And that rocks.
So, great
good
show.
Job. Good job. Dude, Ben, where are you going?
Taking
a
pee.
All right, whatever. Let's roll ahead without him. Yeah.
You guys have to say everything that's going on.
Because I can hear. We can hear you walking back in the microphone.
Yo, Ben, do you have to go to the bathroom?
Ben, do you have to pee pee?
We do a little.
Bro, did you just pull your dick out?
Yeah, bro, Ben,
we all stick out.
We're
right
all looking at it.
I'm fully.
It's okay. It's
consensual. Right,
it's called solidarity.
Yeah. I guess we should all stand up then.
Nah.
All right.
Let's fucking do this shit. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of Name That Band. The rules here are simple for anyone that hasn't played. I will describe a band. All you need to do is identify and name that band. Any wrong answers, the other player will have an opportunity to steal. Point if you can identify the band. You get nothing if you can't.
What kind of bands are we talking about?
Yes.
Tonight's theme is Cincinnati bands. We got a Cincinnati gang here, all local to us. It's going to be bands from and around Cincinnati is the theme tonight. So, in the challenges corner comes Cincinnati punk sweethearts. You know them, you love them. It's Arlen Gun Club. And our defending champion. Playing for the home team tonight in the YBIG studio, give it up for Robin.
Hey, that's me. I'm here.
Sorry. Robin is playing for a charity tonight, folks, and any and all winnings of his will be donated to the charity of his choice, which I'm seeing here is the Police Good. Protection Fund. Ooh, okay.
Oh,
God.
Interesting choice. Nope. But, okay. All right.
That's not true.
That's Cincinnati pretty good charity. Is the name of the game. We will start first with the... The challengers here will give you guys a first go. So, are you ready for your first question?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This Cincinnati pop rock band was formed in 2006, taking the band's name from a song by the Police. In December 2014, the band released their second major label studio album, Talking Is Hard, which included the Billboard Hot 100 single, Shut Up and Dance. Name that band.
Walk the moon.
That is correct.
Oh yeah, I'm hard.
Very nicely done.
You're right.
Very nice. Very nice.
No, you're
so that is going to okay. be that's going to be 1 point to
okay.
yeah.
Okay,
good.
You.
Sweet.
Robin, you ready?
Yeah. So how much money do I have to give to charity if I win?
All of the winnings.
Okay. How much is that?
This Cincinnati metalcore band, originally formed in 2004 and eventually disbanded in 2014, having released three studio albums through Victory Records. Although not permanent, the band announced their first breakup in 2008 via their MySpace page. Robin, can you name that band?
And you said they're from Cincinnati?
That's right.
And when did they break up?
2008
and
2014.
2008. Fuck, I should know this. Hold on. Hawthorne Heights? Question mark.
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
It is not Hawthorne Heights. The band was Beneath the Sky. Beneath the Sky was the band.
Damn, and you did just send me that song, I think. And I don't think Hawthorne Heights is metalcore. Is that metalcore?
Who was the drummer of Beneath the Sky? Do you guys know his name by chance?
No clue.
Okay, because I had a buddy who played in a metalcore band around that time, and I don't know if he was in that band or what. And they were playing around that time. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
I'm surprised you didn't know that one, Ben. Did you? No.
This guy's a metalcore fan.
This guy's
it
a fucking.
It did seem like you gave them a lot more information than you gave me. You said like two dates, and they got like a song that was like all over the radio and.
The questions are in a random order, so it's you never know. Like, you know, it's not like it's I gave them any more info than you or anything.
Okay.
So, you never know. All right, you guys ready for the next one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This once defunct Cincinnati alternative rock band, formed in 2004 and originally active until 2014, recently scheduled a reunion show at the Taft Theater in Cincinnati. The concert sold out almost immediately. Originally scheduled for April of 2020, the reunion show has since been rescheduled due to the ongoing COVID-19 global pandemic. Can you name that band?
Any? Let's think about it for a second.
Alternative?
So it's not The National.
What's the genre?
Alternative?
Alternative rock.
Do we get a, can you give it, can we get a hint?
Should I ask?
Give us a band that sounds similar.
That's gonna be a huge hit.
Alternative is so big.
Let me go to, maybe who they're related to on Spotify, because.
Ooh, I like that.
Like artists related to. That's a good one. I don't really know.
And you didn't say at the beginning whether we would have a chance to like ask for more information. You didn't give us any lifelines or anything.
You gotta play the game. Play the game. Like gotta figure out how to call it.
You gotta play the game.
To me, at somewhat of a disadvantage.
I'm gonna go. So the fans also like category on Spotify says The Fall of Troy, Blood Brothers, The Sound of Animals Fighting, The Deer Hunter.
Huh.
Fear Before the March of Flames. I don't really know any of these bands.
Those are all pretty good bands.
You I'm know pretty. Bands. I know all those. Am bands, I able to yeah. steal? I think I know. Who it
not
is.
Yet. They have to get okay. it wrong or right.
Take
first.
Just take a crack.
Take a crack at it.
Fuck. I don't fucking know. Sound of Animals Fighting. That's like RX Bandits and Circus Survive.
Circus Survive was on there.
Oh fuck. God damn.
God fucking
I don't know. I have no idea.
Pass.
Oh, sorry. Couldn't
it
get
was
that
a pass?
One. Robin,
it was
do
a
you
pass?
Want an opportunity to steal?
Who is Foxy Shazam?
That is correct.
Yes! Yes!
Never heard of him. Foxy's,
I didn't know the
I
last
know
two
that band from Cincinnati, but...
Really late buzzer, but not the end of the world. Yeah, Foxy Shazam. I guess getting back together for some fucking reason. Couldn't tell you why.
Good for them.
And they sold out the Taft Theater.
The guy who did the one Macklemore song, the downtown one about the moped.
Oh, God.
Is that true?
That was the guy who sang that. The chorus. Yeah, he quit Foxy Shazam to move
to
California and do that.
Song.
Yeah, and then now they're getting back together. So
that sucks.
Macklemore is the greatest rapper of all time.
All right. Okay. He didn't say that. Too late.
Every day, I think about the time he won a Grammy over Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z, Kanye West, and Drake.
Damn. Yep. Disgusting. So well-deserved.
All right, wasn't that Robin? For the stupid fucking song, too? Which song was that?
Thrift Shop?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Everybody thinks that's so how's that go? Something.
Wait, that was the guy from Foxy Shazam?
No.
In the downtown one.
Oh, he's on... Okay, you're right. It's actually a very distinct person that's in that other song. I kind of forgot. Okay, Robin, are you ready for your next question?
I think I'm ready. I feel like I'm on a hot streak. I feel like I'm warming up.
This Cincinnati pop group was formed in 1965 by their leader, Robert Walter Donaldson. They were first discovered while touring with the Osmonds in the early 1970s and signed with Family Productions, releasing their first single in 1972, Special Someone. Robin, can you name that band?
See, the fucked up thing is, like, I know this. I just, for the life of me, can't remember. Because you know Tim would never let me live this down. As soon as Tim hears this, it's going to be so much shit. I'm going to have to pass.
All right, a pass is not a correct answer. Do you guys have an answer? I assume not.
No.
We have an answer.
Enough. I did make that one hard on purpose, so no problem. The answer to that one was Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. So
okay, I do know who... No, I actually don't.
Okay, and I definitely didn't know that one, so...
You just said old band, and I was just like, it's Bootsy Collins.
That's what I was going to say, too. It's the entire catalog of King Records.
That's correct.
That's Cincinnati.
All right.
Right down the street from my house.
Oh, boy.
Y'all ready for your next question here?
Oh, yeah.
Okie
dokie. This metalcore band, formed in Cincinnati in 2006... quickly made their way out to LA and never looked back. According to my ex-girlfriend, the band members used to stash their weed in small holes they dug near the goalposts on their high school football field. This is also one of Robin's all-time favorite bands. Can you name that band?
Jacob?
Ben's telling me something, but I'm thinking something else. My thought is Miss May I.
Oh, that is incorrect. I'm sorry. Robin, you get a chance to steal if you'd like.
So you said one of my all-time favorite bands.
Yep.
Which means that you're either trying to set me up for something like front porch step or some shit like that.
Oh, God.
Or you're being serious. Fuck. Where did you say they were from? Cincinnati? Columbus?
What do you mean, where are they from? What the fuck have we been doing?
You said in or around.
No, I said Cincinnati. Come on, they're Robin. From Cincinnati. They are from Cincinnati and moved to LA very shortly after forming.
And one of my all-time favorite bands?
Yeah, it's one of your big favorites.
I mean, I would say, like... Fuck, I don't know. I was going to say Attack Attack, but I don't think they're from Cincinnati. Let's go.
They're from Columbus. No, that is incorrect. I'm sorry. The correct answer was Black Veil Brides.
Oh, yes. Ben said that. Fuck, why didn't you say it, Ben?
Wait, he went to my uncle. My dentist. Weed.
He went to my high school.
Bruh.
That rocks.
The guy that used to play bass for them works at the vape shop that I always go to.
Nice.
He's always got like music equipment that he's selling. He keeps asking me. He's played my band on like his Spotify while he was working like 4 times and just does not remember it. He compared us to a very canceled band once, and I was like, that's not a good one.
Name that band.
Name drop the band. What, you're not going to get them attention?
Wait, ooh. You know what? You know who had their? You know who's not from here but had their last show here in Cincinnati? Another very canceled band. Panucci's Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Their last show is downtown Cincinnati.
Damn.
I heard about that.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Isn't that something?
Welcome to the cancel band corner.
All right, I gotta say is if the next one's not 21 Pilots, I'm gonna.
They're from Columbus.
They're from Columbus.
The next one's the National.
Columbus
or Bootsy Collins.
Okay, so for this last one, this is the final question. So it's the big round, and I think. So the score currently is, I think... Oh, God. What is the score?
I think it's one.
Robin got one. It's tied. It won. It's one each, right?
Oh, 1 point each. We're winning. We're doing
Robin
great.
Robin did steal one.
Yeah, Robin stole Foxy Shazam from you.
But that was the only one I got right.
That's it.
We got Walking Moon.
All right, game on.
Okay, this is for all the marbles. Now, I'm going to give anybody... What I'm going to do is I'm going to start the music and I'll read it. And as soon as you think you know, just yell it out. Either of you. Robin or Arlen. Any of you guys.
Cue music.
An estimated 30 million people have viewed an 8 national telecast of this Grammy Award-winning band on PBS. They have more than 100 available recordings, 56 of which have appeared on the Billboard charts, boasting sales of over 10 million units. Can either of you name that band?
The National.
I don't think so.
It's a very specific statistic. Like, that could apply to, like, PBS. All right, let's workshop this. We're working together. We want to get the answer. Just conning you into giving me the answer.
Come on, Jacob. It's not the National.
Well,
hey, can we get another hint? Remember earlier when we asked for a hint?
That's a hint.
What? It's not the National?
It's not the National.
Our hint is that it's not the National.
That's a good hint. Your hint is that I'm not going to count that as a wrong guess, bitch.
It couldn't be Ween. Ween isn't that big.
Yeah, they are.
Are they from Cincinnati?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe I was thinking of Wussy. I always get those two mixed up.
Yeah, they're a Cincinnati man, bro.
Bussy.
I'm looking.
All right, can we get like an over under like 2000, like the year 2000?
That's good.
What do you mean over under? Like when?
like when they were popular or whatever.
Pennsylvania. Let me just double check. I believe the answer will be before and after.
Damn.
The Who.
Okay. No, that's not my guess.
It wasn't The Who. They just had a bunch of people just died at their concert in Cincinnati. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is true.
11 people got trampled. Yep.
Holy fuck.
Well, I laughed, but that wasn't actually funny. I just get uncomfortable when things are really bad, and then I laugh at it.
Wait! Public! No, wait, they're too new. Never mind, forget it. That's not my answer. They're too new.
Retract.
Sorry, I retract that one. It's only because my girlfriend's friends with some of those guys in public.
I think because they got two wrong answers, that should make one right answer for me.
This is the one. I don't like.
Wait, we didn't say. We said. I said one answer. I don't think
you said
two.
Like four, honestly, but I'm not.
We're discussing. They're not final. All right. Answer.
Here's my answer. You guys ready? Okay. Final.
Who?
Don't do it.
Eminem. That's it.
Slim Shady.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry.
What? What do you mean?
The answer was the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked
That's
up.
That's fucked up. That's I fucked hate up. Them. I hate them.
I would have also accepted Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra because they are, I guess, technically the same band, which I just learned this morning. So.
And I rate this segment one fart out of five.
All right.
One fart out of five.
I didn't ask you. let's take a quick break, we will be back in just a moment. Hello, friends. Welcome to the middle of the show. It's the ad read in the middle of the show that we do. It's me and Robin. Hello, mm-hmm. Robin. How are you?
Hi.
What's with the fucking attitude? What is that about?
I don't think I did anything wrong.
I'm not saying you did anything wrong, but I'm saying if you're going to be doing the ad read, you can't just say a bunch of sponsors that don't actually sponsor us. We're not getting money from them, so I'm not including their product in my show, if that makes sense.
Whatever, just get on with your fucking
shit. We're here to do the ad read, and really at that point that just means asking you to write into the show if you want. You can do that at bananasgarbage@gmail.com. I guess not really come on. Hey,
what
you have?
I'm not allowed to talk.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just,
go ahead.
Hold on, Jacob, do you hear that? Someone's like knocking behind you, I think. What's going on?
Oh my god, stop, bro, I'm stuck. Can you help me?
That's disgusting.
It sounds like you might want to go help your
stepsister
there. Anyway, yeah, right into the show, the YBIG podcast
on
Twitter and stuff.
We don't say this very much, but legitimately, if you like the show and you want to help us out, you can rate and review us on iTunes. That legitimately does help a lot. It helps them promote us a little bit, and more people will see stuff. So if you could do that, it would be very cool. Don't gun me while I'm doing the ad read, motherfucker.
You're becoming one of those annoying motherfuckers, like the YouTube guys.
Hit subscribe, ring the bell to turn on notifications for new episodes, and we'll just go jump off a bridge or something, I guess, in the meantime. We'll take the knives out of our back if you don't do that, if you don't help us, basically.
You asked me earlier to talk about the wine on the podcast. Do you want me to lead in with that?
You can, yeah. Yeah, you can.
Well, you gotta set it up now.
Robin, what kind of wine are you drinking tonight, dude?
Why don't you sit down?
So tonight we've got it's a lovely wine. It's a dark red, like a rich purple color. It is a Petite Syrah dominant blend. It's also got some Australian Shiraz in there and some Petite Verdot. Now the size of all three of those grapes contributes to the amount of tannins in the wine, which gives it that nice rich purple color, a little bit of a velvety mouthfeel, nice and fruity on the front. It's got some spice on the finish, just the way I like it. It's pretty good.
Wow. I don't know why, but I'm kind of erect now.
And these guys are over here drinking Mick Ultra.
Yeah.
Can you believe, Jacob, can you believe this Michelob Ultra only has 2.6 carbs?
2.6
and only 95 calories.
Honestly,
this is Christ.
I'll be honest.
They're lying to you.
If there was any beer that I would actually want to sponsor the show, it would probably be Mick Ultra because I like Mick Ultra. I think it's a good light beer.
We're drinking it now. So
low carb.
We think it's low calorie.
Yeah.
It's keto.
It's really good that this wine doesn't have the nutrition facts on it because already about 2/3 of the way through, and I don't want to know how many calories that is.
Yeah, you're drinking like
it is. It's 14% alcohol though. So
you were drinking like a full big barrel of grapes in every bottle. So yeah,
I like wine.
I also love wine.
I like whatever wine I buy her when she's sad.
Ben's more of a Tito's guy.
He is a Tito's Ben's more guy. I drink Busch Light to get fucked up. Warm Busch Light.
Captain Morgan's good. I like beer. I'll drink White Claws.
Yeah, we know. I like White Claw. I'll drink a White Claw or a Corona seltzer. Shut up. I saw it.
Hey, White Claws are good. It's the original. Like, you can't fuck with it.
The Natty Seltzers kind of slap.
Dude.
The first time I had one of those was at that show up in Granville. Yeah. I had like three of them before we played.
I've not purchased a Natty Seltzer, and I think I would not be caught dead with a box that said Natty Seltzer on it.
I mean, Natty Seltzers were, but if you're like at a bar. Shit.
Weren't they? Natty Seltzers were like the fucking shit everyone was drinking at college parties before COVID.
It doesn't taste like someone coughed their mango vape into a cup of fucking seltzer water. Like, it actually has flavor to it.
That milk
stout
was
delicious.
That was good. What? That milk stout? That over the moo?
Yeah, oh, I love stouts, dude.
Went to a bar Thursday last week.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
No,
it was Darkness. Yeah, we sat outside from your dad. I forgot about that.
There's so many good breweries around here.
Well, we didn't irresponsibly go to a bar. We were sitting outside with my dad, and he was buying.
And Kenton bought a round.
Oh, yeah, Kenton bought a round.
He said, you want to be like a mature adult and buy us a round? Sure. So
I feel like we're at the point where, and I'm going to get canceled for this, but I feel like we're at the point where if you're wearing the mask, you're eating outdoors, you've got a closed circle for the most part. Like, you're fine.
The band is the closed circle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bartender and server, so I mean, I've been.
I'm also vaccinated
since it's been.
I'm half vaccinated.
Do you have both the jabs or just the first one?
It's got my second
I just
one.
Had the first one.
Oh, nice.
I got the J&J, and I have blood clots in my eyes.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting the second J&J just to see what happens.
Yeah,
he might become invincible,
bro.
Do you remember that picture of Joe Biden with the blood clots or whatever in his eyes?
Oh my god! During that town hall, and blood started just dripping out of his fucking eye.
It's because he had the COVID vaccine. Favorite. He had the early copy of the J&J.
That's he got it. He got it 2 years ago before COVID was even a thing.
Yeah.
Damn! What did they know?
He's so progressive that he had the COVID vaccine before COVID existed.
What a king!
Yeah.
He said progressive, but I think I'll bomb Syria.
Unproblematic king, he said sarcastically.
Very unproblematic. That's my guy.
And for our next segment.
Oh boy.
It'd be so funny if you had something there. That would be so fucking funny.
The only way I would have something is if anybody here played League of Legends, but.
Ooh.
Down that way, Dave.
Oh, well. Guess it's time to move on.
No, he's good for now.
I was obviously, you know, we wanted to have you guys on to come and hang out for a bit and talk. I've been a fan of you guys for a little while since y'all started really posting stuff and becoming more online and stuff. Been cool to kind of see you guys come into your own and do a few of the releases.
Thank you guys.
Is there anything fun going on in the world of Ireland Gun Club right now? Like, what have you all been up to?
I'm glad you asked.
Oh, we got some
we got some stuff cooking up. We have some things, some fires. Leo, why don't you take it away? let's hold on. I thought I could do the exhale through the nose. Forget it. Don't look at me, all right? I'm embarrassed.
Looking away.
Got your stage fright. Come on. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm the worst person to have stage fright, too. Let's see. We got two things. We're recording our LP in June at Sound Acre Studios, where we recorded our last EP, Too Easy, with Gary Cioni, a real WAP.
It's in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Of Crime and Stereo fame. You guys are familiar.
Well, actually, of Hot Mulligan and Free Throw fame.
Damn.
He recorded them.
He recorded them, but he produced them, probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's recorded.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, he probably takes... Yeah, and he's a cool guy. We like him.
He's a cool guy.
He recorded with them before, and that's how we got in touch with him. So we're doing that. Don't really have much else plans for that right now. We're just working on writing it, and it's still a month and a half away, and we're all in school right now, and we're all working.
Yep.
It's just we're trying to get all of that done all at once, and it's kind of piling up. I go to UC, and they go to their respective Kentucky schools.
NKU.
NKU. Gateway. Basically, Gateway.
NKU keeps sending me emails from when I applied there, like, 6 years ago.
Hey, it's cheap.
They're like, you haven't finished your application.
Let's see. Other thing we're doing is we got in contact with a producer for an independent film back in, what was it, November, maybe?
That was November when my mom hit me up about it.
A relative of a friend of a friend of a friend picked us, saw our release, Too Easy, and asked if they could put one of the tracks on their movie as like part of the score. And they also commissioned us to write a song for them. And since the movie takes place in 1999... And it's like a coming of age, like a teenage kind of comedy movie. I'm not really sure exactly what it's about yet because I didn't read
it. I think it's kind of a heist.
It's a heist movie,
like a heist
apparently.
Comedy.
Yeah, it's good. It looks good. I've seen clips of it. Anyway, so they asked to put one of our songs in there and commissioned a song. We recorded it and got it mastered and all that crap. And then we met with them again to discuss the music video they wanted to shoot. They wanted us to shoot for them as well, on top of that. And in doing so, we basically got the opportunity to have the entire movie soundtrack with us outside of like one random rap song that's just for theatrics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I even re-recorded I don't know if you guys saw, but I released Like a Ghost again.
Was going to ask about that.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
So that wasn't just a random band. I mean, it was random for Bandcamp Friday. I just saw the opportunity.
Yeah.
But I re-recorded it for the director of the movie to put it in because he uses that. That's the only track off of our first EP, Fresh Face, that he used for the movie. And so I thought, I recorded that on my fucking iPhone. And my friend Nina recorded a violin through, like, direct input violin. So.
Yeah.
So I thought, whatever, we'll just re-record it since I see her a lot for stuff. And she's part of the band, too, in essence. And so we did that, and I released a Bandcamp Friday. I don't know who cared, but I put it out anyway. Made a couple bucks. So the movie is being basically, as I said, soundtracked by all of us, including a brand new original song never before heard. But you won't be able to hear it or see the movie probably till the end of the year. We're also shooting our music video with them on the location with the movie with the actors.
With the main actor
on set with their equipment. Directed by our friend Maya, who directed our little DIY masterpiece music video we put out with our last EP. Maya Earl, she directed that, and she's getting the opportunity to help us and direct our second music video for them. And it'll be part of the marketing campaign. It's going to be great. Good stuff. We're getting paid more, but I'm not sure yet.
Well, I figure we should plug the name of the movie while we're here. The movie's called Turbo Cola. You can follow it on Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook is their big one. Should probably hop on, do more Instagram and Twitter pushing, but get there.
It looks good.
High quality.
I've watched bits and pieces of it. And
the clips have been really cool.
High production value.
I would say the name Turbo Cola sounds kind of silly, but apparently it was just a branding, marketing decision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the original title was The End of the World at the Stop and Go.
Yeah.
Which is based on a play that the director seen.
Award-winning, right?
Award-winning play.
Yeah.
So it's just the movie version of that.
Yeah.
Turbo Cola 2021, maybe 2022?
I think 2022. They're going to be shopping at the film music festivals this year. We're probably going to release the song late this fall, maybe early winter.
Yeah.
And the movie will probably come out next year.
But yeah, it's like a song we recorded in January. You won't hear it until probably next January.
Damn.
I don't know what it is about bands coming onto the pod, but I feel like we get so much breaking news. All
I feel
the
like
time.
That's a legitimate like news item. That is extremely
you know
fucking
what that
cool.
Means? Do you know what that means? That means what? Arlen Gun Club's next up. And you know what that means.
Here comes the money.
That's right.
God, I hope so. Yeah, well, we don't really have a flash. Hold on, let it play. We don't really have much of a. We have platforms like Twitter and Instagram. And
yeah,
our Twitter is not as popping off as the other. I don't really like to get on DIY Twitter.
Yeah,
kind of eats my soul away. It's kind of cringe. Yeah. They all kind of. Never mind. I'm not gonna say anything.
Everyone's yelling at each other all the time. I think
well,
we should all
yeah.
just hang out.
I'll admit, there's a lot of yelling on there.
I'm not trying to say that I like a lot, all the bands I follow. I like. I just noticed that it's a lot of.
Drama.
In the general sense of it, it's a lot of, and I know that's kind of the point is to kind of jerk each other off.
Yeah,
but
circle jerk.
Right.
It's
pro. That.
I get it,
but I understand it. But I kind of just get tired of it, and
yeah,
then
for sure.
I would do it if I had that level of clout and following. I would fucking absolutely do that.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
And honestly, and usually I stay away from that kind of stuff and just make funny jokes. But anyway, so we don't really use our following. That much, so we didn't really get a chance to talk about it. The biggest platform we have is Instagram, actually, just because I don't know. I'm good at Instagram.
That's what all the kids
that
are
rocks.
Using days. They're all on the gram.
Twitter isn't really actually as big for normal bands.
Twitter's a black hole.
Twitter's kind of for like small big bands.
Yeah,
I think so. It's hard for us to get our foot in the door because we didn't get the tour yet as Arlen.
Yeah,
Arlen actually just started as me and some other guys, and then Ken was like. I'll tell you a little story if you want to hear it.
I do.
It was I had this band called Vandalia, and it got nowhere, and I fucking hated it, and I just basically just ghosted all my band members, and because I was depressed as fuck, like first year of college, and then hold on, and sorry, I got you. That thing keeps like slipping out. I'll hold it. And then I started some solo stuff because I was learning how to record demos and whatever, and I ended up. Making up a couple songs with my friend Elijah on drums and bass, and he helped me record our first single that we don't have on Spotify anymore. But and then eventually we played a couple shows, and I got Kenton on board, and then Ben subsequently, and then fucking
well, he just won't
anyway. Anyway, through unforeseen circumstances, we added Jacob on bass, previously having Elijah Batson on bass. So. Yeah, and that's how it started. But anyway, I forgot what I was saying, but
how Arlen became a thing.
Is that how Arlen? Yeah. So
you were depressed.
I was depressed, and I started a new band, and it was better because I learned more.
Played a lot
but
of
yeah,
local shows.
We
but...
played a lot of local shows. Cool. Yeah, I go to UC, so I have a lot of friends at UC in Clifton, so that kind of got our foot in the door. So we're known ish, I guess, around there. But other than that, because we haven't toured, and we have opened for some pretty cool bands like Dogleg and.
Yeah.
Nice, and we almost we almost opened for Origami, but they had a tour fucking like fuck up, and they had to go somewhere else.
No, they got a better show offer.
Is that what happened?
Yeah,
it's a fuck up for us though, and then we got a shitty show in return. We played with Dogleg twice. They're really cool guys.
I think Dogleg is the last band that I saw live before.
Really?
I think that would have been in like January that I saw them, but.
No, because we saw For Your
Jail
Health.
Jail Socks.
I think that's true.
Like
yeah, we did see For You. You're right.
We also play with Jail Socks. Kenton and these guys know Nice and Jail Socks.
That rocks.
Those guys. So that helped also. But, out of the T-Tar House, which is no longer a venue,
defunct.
A defunct venue now. But yeah, so that's... I don't remember where I was going with this, but that's the story of our band.
That rocks. I love all of it. I just wrote the Wikipedia entry. I'm just taking notes the entire time.
Fuck,
thank
yeah.
you. Thank you. Put a picture of Joe Biden as our, like, image for there.
With the blood clot in his eye?
With the blood clot.
I don't know if this is the song you were referring to. I think it's not, but... before you guys blow up, I have to make a request. My favorite Arlen song is no longer out, just to be clear. That song fucking rocks. I love that song. I get it. I understand that it's gone. I get it. I like that song a lot.
You know what? I'll do you a favor. We'll put it on the album just for you because we are. We're putting it on the album.
Actually, I just have a clap sound effect that I get.
It's on SoundCloud, actually, if you want it.
Is it really?
The acoustic one?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think I heard another version of it.
Let me tell you a story about
it. Just spill the full tea about
it. I'll spill the full tea about... Oh, wait.
Just to be clear.
Oh, but just to be clear. Okay, yeah, so just to be clear.
We're going
to
do it again.
So we're doing Just Be Clear, full band for the album.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Not the tea. That's I guess that's the main tea. But the other tea is that it's a song from that old band that I got depressed and broke up with. And that was our one hit. And if you go, if you're really inclined to hear it, I don't know who's paying for the Spotify, the tune, the DistroKid, but probably my old drummer. But if you go and look up Vandalia on Spotify, that's the first song that pops up. Full band version of Just Be Clear.
That's cool. I actually did not know that. So that actually is really cool for me.
And then Just to Be Clear, the Arlen acoustic version is on our SoundCloud. If you just look up Arlen.
Dope.
It's just... but yeah, we're going to put it on... It's funny that you brought that up because we've been having a conversation recently about putting it on the album because
yep.
we wanted to originally and then we kind of flip-flopped back and forth because it's an old song of mine. And, you know, they weren't involved with writing it originally. Yeah. So, and we have been having trouble getting it off the ground again, but it's going back on there because clearly enough people remember it and like it
wow.
and or like it. So
mm-hmm.
that just helps further solidify.
Don't come after me if you get into trouble for doing it because I said I wanted it on there.
No, it's my song.
I guess yeah, fair.
So the creative license does not belong to my old band members. They're friends of mine. So that too, they also won't start shit. But also, it's my song, so who cares?
There you go.
Who gives a fuck? Really?
Who gives a frick?
But the acoustic version is featured by my friend Nina, playing violin. She's really good, and you guys should check her out on Spotify. She's NWP. That's it.
Hell yeah.
NWP. She's really good. She's got her own music up there.
And she also designed the T-shirt.
She designed her T-shirts
recently.
We put out. Yeah, and she did the cover art for Fresh Face. That's a picture of my friend Claire's feet. Not to be
I was wondering whose feet it was. That's good to know.
It wasn't any of ours. Just my friend Claire. Shout out Claire if she hears this. She won't.
Shout out Claire.
None of my friends are really this kind of scene, really. And that's the beauty of it, honestly. What's going on?
Okay, Robin has to step away, I guess. We're going to just say it. I'm going to fucking put his ass on blast. He tried to be sneaky by putting it in the text chat, but I'm putting his ass on blast, and he just got up and left to go get his DoorDash.
We saw it. It's the first, we have the things pulled up right now.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if he thought he was DMing me or what, but like, whatever, man.
We all know. What's he eating? That's the question.
What's the DoorDash?
That's true. Do you want to take bets on what it is? I think he went Indian.
Ooh.
I'm going to say Indian.
Yeah. Really?
It sounded like he was there.
Well, he was just talking about it, 15 minutes ago? So it had to be something quick and fast. So I'm thinking fast
Canes.
Food or pizza.
You're right.
Canes.
I don't think it's Canes. He had hot chicken for lunch. He said that earlier.
I'm thinking Little Caesars.
No.
No.
Little Caesars, no. Pretzel crust pizza.
Mr. Beast Burger.
Damn. I would love to try the Mr. Beast Burger, but I'm no fucking way I could give them any money. I feel so stupid giving that guy any more money.
You gave him money already?
No, no. But if I gave him any more money than the amount that he already has.
The guy that Spencer looks like on YouTube.
The guy whose whole bit is just spending as much money as possible. I'd like
to
throw that
guy. David Dobrik. David Dobrik, but looks like Spencer.
I'd like that guy with a...
You sound like my drummer.
Like Kenton.
I'm going to beep and beep.
I'm going to parody satire his ass with a gun.
Do it.
We love Guns and Arlen Gun Club.
Yeah, named our whole band after Guns.
I had never watched it previously, but my friends put on King of the Hill for the first time, and I saw that was it. I was like, holy fuck, I think I figured it out.
Yep. I'm surprised people don't bring it up more. I've watched the entire show like 3 times over, so it sticks out to me. I was just fucking around. I was making a band name list, and I was like, wait, this is the one I like the most.
It honestly is a good-ass name.
It really is.
It is a good-ass name. Anyway, what'd you get?
Yeah, what'd you get, bud? We gotta know.
Oh, shit. Got a hometown favorite. I got Frisch's.
Oh.
What?
DoorDash Frisch's?
This two guy. Big boys. Diet Coke. A fry.
Wait on.
All right. So,
two big boys.
We got the
ben, hold on, no. While we're here, Ben, you need to tell
Ben,
us about what
ben
Mike's does. Order is.
I think you guys know better than I do.
All right, Kenton, will you say in the mic?
Drop it.
So when I worked at Frisch's, I was in the drive-thru, and Ben's dad would come through for lunch pretty often, and he'd get A big boy? No, a super big boy.
Two of them.
Extra tartar with a large fry, large diet, and you'd also get an extra super... No, you just get a big boy. Super.
Okay. Are you sure? I thought it was two.
No, not two supers, just a super and a
regular. One super and a regular.
Large fry, large diet, extra tartar.
Because two supers would be a lot.
Yeah, I'm making a super and a regular.
Yeah, but hey, he got a Diet Coke, so it's fine.
He's trying to watch his figure. Yeah. You guys kind of hard.
Two big boys is also what we call this podcast. Just kidding.
Two big boys.
That's bad.
We're all wide.
I got the big boy. I got the fries. I got the hot fudge cake.
You gotta leave.
You got a hot fudge cake? DoorDash, dude? All
right. Ben,
are you okay, dude? Are you going through some shit right now?
Just go.
I don't want to talk about it. Just let me be.
I'm jealous. That's a power.
All right, eat your hot fudge cake.
Ben is leaving us. Unfortunately, he's going to work. He works third shift at UPS.
I have to go.
Ben, it was so nice to speak with you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having
me. We're at his house. So.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out.
Eternally grateful.
We'll see you guys. Have a good night.
See ya.
See ya, Ben.
Ben, we'll be sitting right here while we watch you, like, get ready.
And we're going to do a panty raid on your drawers later.
We're going to sleep in your bed.
All right, now that that loser is out of the way.
What's this?
And it's true.
Dude, what the? This is crazy. This is amazing. I wish you guys could see this. I wish this was like a video podcast.
This isn't crazy.
What is it?
This is awesome. It's not interesting. Don't even listen to Leo.
You don't want
to
hear about it.
This is awesome. It's hard to watch.
Take a selfie with the Ben in the background getting ready, and then we'll post it with the podcast.
Oh, that'd be kind of sick. I think he went in the bathroom. He was probably hitting a fat.
Yeah, he's probably getting high right now. That's more than.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with it.
No, nothing wrong with that at all.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
He smokes enough for all four of us combined.
No, that's what's up.
Yeah, so am I. I take one hit off my bowl and I'm like, whoa.
That's why I have the, what do you call it? The pens, the batteries, the carts?
The carts.
Yeah. I like the carts because it's easier and it takes longer for me to.
Mm.
Get freaking blasted, you know what I'm saying?
Freaking blasted, blitzkrieg, barbecue.
I like to take it easy. Hey, Ben.
Want to take a quick selfie with us?
What's this?
Don't make him take a selfie.
If you squeeze this thing, his eyes pop up.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's all time, are you kidding me? Wait, I'm going to write something.
That's rad.
Look fair, man. Oh, it doesn't, it's out of ink. Alright, whatever. Any other topics you guys want to discuss?
I mean, that's a good question. We covered the, we did the little fucking game. We covered the movie. There's an LP coming. That'll be fucking sick.
Out your name, which I was curious about, and Jacob figured it out, I guess.
Yeah. I actually don't. So maybe a question for someone who has watched more Hank of the Hill than me. Hank of the Hill, Jesus Christ! But
Hank of the Hill, what the fuck is wrong with Christ. You, dude?
That's a spinoff.
People tell me that it's American anime. Is that true?
Is King of the Hill an American anime? I think anything.
Bro! Ben.
Fuck you, you coward. Turn off the lights on us. Is it an American anime? What's an anime? An anime is a cartoon made in Japan, so I really think that anything that's not anime is an American anime.
That's an anime is a brand, though.
Like, you don't anything think... that's anything that's made in America, any cartoon made in America that's made by Americans is an American anime. Because you would call. Like, what's Jaden Smith, his anime that he made that was on Netflix isn't actually an anime. It's like it's like a Western cartoon in the style of anime. He has Neo Tokyo.
Like Avatar.
Avatar is great, but it's not anime because it's made by a bunch of fucking white guys. So, it's good though.
I could not tell you what the definition of anime is, but it's one of those things where I feel like I know it when I see it. Like,
well, technically it just means animation in Romaji Japanese.
Yeah, but then you get freaks
sorry.
Like
sorry, Rob, guys.
All over the stuff.
You got some weeds in here. Too.
Ooh.
You knew I was muted.
Yeah, his hands are full, so he can't defend himself.
I'm trying to smack some fucking onion rings here. You call me out like that?
Yeah.
It's not
true. It's the best time.
What are you dipping them in? That's the question.
Tartar sauce.
I fucked up. Or actually, they fucked up because I did order tartar sauce and they didn't give me any.
That's fucked up. We ordered
cowards.
You should call the restaurant and complain and belittle the workers that work there.
Frisch's is trash. People who work at Frisch's hate their lives.
Yeah.
So we just got high behind the dumpster when I worked there.
That rocks.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. Dude's
rock.
Funny as fuck, though.
Dude's rock. That is a dude's rock moment.
That is a dude's rock moment. No, it's not. It's an American anime, I guess. It's a true American anime because it's just Mike Judge fucking making a show about like town he grew up in, basically.
Yeah.
Mike Judge makes great stuff. Mike Judge makes everything about Texas because he's from Texas and he knows it really well, but he's definitely a Yankee type of Texan.
I mean, I don't know. Silicon Valley, that's Mike Judge. That's Mike Judge.
Literally.
And what was that movie? There was a movie with Jason Bateman. Space.
Oh, no.
That was Mike Judge.
Fucking
that's so good.
Spelling Bee or whatever.
Huh?
Spelling Bee movie or whatever.
No. That was a Jason Bateman directed movie. I can't remember.
Office Space is great.
Office Space is also Mike Judge. And that's a great movie.
That's a great fucking movie.
That is a great movie.
King of Hill's good. He made a fucking Beavis and Butthead. That takes place in Texas, if you didn't know that. Weird. It doesn't really have to. They don't have to say it, but it does. You know what I mean? Everything he makes is in Texas. But yeah, I think King of the Hill is a good slice of life anime.
I kind
of
rock.
King of the Hill does rock. Also, they're making a spinoff, apparently, where Bobby's an adult.
That sounds terrible.
We'll see. All right, I'm changing the band name.
Too late.
Just because of that?
Let's call ourselves Downsize.
I think that's the word. How about, what was the other, what was what you called them?
Downhall,
which is also a good name.
Downhall is a...
Well, Downhall is a band, but... Downsize.
I had never heard of them, but I always get Ben's other band confused with them because their band name is Downsize.
Oh.
There's no one similar to Island Gunning Club.
It's true.
It's true. We got the branding aspect right now. We got to get the other fucking shit figured out.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But yeah, that's my opinion on the King of the Hill. I haven't watched it in a while, but I used to binge it. My mom fucking hates that show. She doesn't like Hillbillies because she...
Like Hillbillies?
No, she fucking hates Hillbillies. She'll say that like outright.
So she hates me?
Probably. Well, she hates like Hillbillies like that because she grew up in New Richmond, which is like east down the river. And she's
close to Amelia?
It's like 20 minutes. Still 20 minutes away from Amelia.
It's like an hour's long drive.
She definitely hates Adam.
It's an hour.
I hate Adam.
She would fucking hate Adam. Yeah. But yeah, that's my opinion.
Jacob?
Fucking Gunnings.
My opinion. Rest in peace, DMX.
Rest in peace, DMX.
True.
Very true.
Rest in peace.
Not Prince Philip. Fuck that guy.
Rest in peace, Philip. I loved you in Doctor Who. Matt Smith. Anyone?
All right. Who do you guys think is going to be the next person to die?
The next person to die?
Like, the big, like, famous person that'll die, and everybody's like...
Oh, that's a good question. The next, like, try to predict a famous death?
Yeah.
Well, we just had the last one was a good guy dying. DMX dying, so people were sad about that.
The next one has to be a bad one.
Yeah, we're good for someone to be happy about. We're due for it.
Oh, Ted Cruz. Please, God.
Matt Gaetz is alive forever.
Matt Gaetz is going to kill himself.
I don't know who...
God, we can only hope.
Who is Matt Gaetz?
That's the Republican senator from
Florida.
Florida, maybe.
He's that guy that looks like the mask.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's funny. That would be awesome if he died.
It would be cool, but unfortunately, he will not die. He will be around for a very long time.
Yeah,
I thought he and Tedros will be alive well into their hundreds.
I thought he was a Fox commentator.
Unfortunately, he's a congressman.
Tucker Carlson might have a heart attack in the next week.
No. We could only be so lucky. There's no way. There's no way it would be someone
Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson's really entertaining. That's not to say.
Here's one that nobody's ready for,
but he is very funny to watch.
I do find myself watching a lot of right-wing media because of that.
This guy's funny? Canceled.
Because it's like, it sucks. I get pissed off at it when I watch it.
Jacob, we do is we watch other people watch right-wing
comedy and Keelan commentary. And I watch that TPUSA show, and it is awful.
Oh, that's true.
Bring up Fed Smoker.
Oh my God, Fed Smoker is just the most incredible human
I like
ever. So Fed Smoker, he documented his life for many years, and unfortunately, last year, right before the pandemic hit, he was found on the side of the road, dying from something that none of us are quite sure of, but he was laying in the road with a jug of piss right next to him.
What?
So if you look up Fed Smoker, what I would recommend is DIY dentistry. So what happens is he goes, so this is what you can do in a no parking zone. And then he pulls out a knife and it's a chipped knife. And he's like, make sure you clean off the dog food. And then he splashes it around in some Pepsi inside of a cup. And then he pulls out his own tooth. I found out about Fed Smoker through the podcast Your Mom's House. If anyone's familiar with it.
Yeah, I know what it is.
And he's just, he probably has like 30 plus YouTube channels because he probably forgot passwords and wasn't aware of multi-factor authentication, so he couldn't figure out the passwords. But it is recommended that you find Fed Smoker and just watch any of his videos.
That's wild. He reminds me of the other YouTube guy that got famous for just eating and drinking anything. Shoe Nice? Yeah.
Badlands. Or like Badlands Chugs. That's another cool
guy. Badlands Chugs is cool, though. Badlands Chugs has got the charisma. That's a cool ass
Shoe Nice
dude.
Is a fucking ass.
Joey's World Tour.
Joey's a whole different ballgame, man.
The video of him eating the Nutella.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Is that like the fat guy?
Yeah.
It is the fat guy.
Yes. Oh. But when he ate the Nutella, he was like, this is the Nutella challenge. And he put a ton of it on a plate, and he said, no hands. And then he ate it all.
Did you ever watch the Taco Bell nachos hands-free challenge?
Yeah. I think so.
Where he put a whole tub of nacho cheese and a whole bag of chips in a bowl and just like slobbered it down.
Oh, and he didn't use his hands, and he called it a challenge. And it's not a challenge. That's not what a challenge is.
If two or more people does it, it's a challenge. He's the only person who did it.
Have you ever watched the guy Peep This Out?
No.
Oh my God. So he's a food he's another one of those food guys that you have to check out. The problem with him is that he is like not charismatic is not the right word, but like he is trying and making an effort, and it is like a well-produced YouTube channel. And like all looks, I mean it sucks, and he has no personality whatsoever. And everything he says the same sentence like six times. He'll just be like, this is a really lovely situation of the food we're looking at here today, and I'm really delicious and I'm ready to get into it and taste it. And it's just like shit like that for 20 minutes talking about the new Taco Bell, whatever. It's fucking wild. He is a real fucking freak. That guy's got some bodies in his basement somewhere.
So what we're talking about, like food reviewers who are bad, let's put some respect on Review Bra.
Yeah, of course.
Review Bra,
absolutely.
Incredible. He rocks. Thank God for him.
The water review.
He's just great. I love him.
I haven't kept up with him recently, but I watched him like up until he did the shortwave radio broadcast.
Oh yeah. He just said recently he's gonna stop doing that for a little while.
He's got a podcast now too.
Does he?
He just announced it.
Good for him.
About him talking about other stuff, not food. But I imagine it's kinda like the shortwave radio shit, so.
Gotcha.
Do you think we can get this shit out on shortwave somehow? I don't know how that works.
All these YouTube freaks got to get out of the podcast game. I'm tired of all the competition. You can't just if you pick a platform, stick to it.
Stop trying
to
jump
over to our
shit.
I like podcasts. I listen to like four podcasts, and that is Gus and Eddie.
Yep.
Tiny Meat Gang. My Brother and Me.
Great show.
And Super Mega Cast.
And I can't help but notice that our name wasn't on that list. Okay. So,
you know what? I listened to that other podcast called like the E Word or whatever.
I'm just kidding.
I don't listen to podcasts about anything other than like people shooting shit that I know.
Yeah,
like
I mean, I agree. Coico. I don't listen to like other music podcasts.
I'm confessing, I've not listened to this podcast.
Don't expect you to.
But I do know that you guys followed us.
It's in the rotation now. So I'll tell you that.
Now it's the podcast every day. You guys on Spotify?
Yep.
It's up there. Fuck yeah. Cool. Well, then you're fucking.
Yeah, check out
now.
Your Band is Garbage on Spotify,
don't do
Twitter.
That. We'll do that then.
No.
Do it then.
Fucking I'll add it right now because I do need to. I added Gus and Eddie and Tiny Meat Gang. Like, I listen to them, their shit, but like, I added them last night for the first. I'm just running out of shit to listen to.
Yeah.
So
here we go. Well, here you go. Yeah.
I'm listening to like a year old Tiny Meat Gang podcast about. Like, just, it's so weird to hear them talk about, like, the pandemic, like, in lockdown. Like,
just starting.
Just as it's starting, and it's very eerie. I do not like it whatsoever. Your band is garbage. So does that mean we're garbage for being on here, or is that a joke?
Mamma mia! Mamma mia!
That means yes.
What was that?
Oh, wait, wait. All right, I'm looking through your, little catalog here. And the first one I noticed is... that I recognize is that Derek Christensen guy.
Yeah, he was just on the last
album.
Yeah, I listened to some of his album, Dairy Christmas is Not a Loser, on Chillwave's YouTube, and it was pretty good. I was into it.
Oh, he's on Chillwave?
How was that? Huh?
He's on Chillwave?
I don't know if he's on Chillwave, but they released it. oh, bye, Ben. Oh.
You're very quiet.
Oh, okay. So we got to get off now.
Yeah, you're good.
Very quiet.
All right, we have to leave.
All right, well, fellas, it was so nice speaking with you this evening. Thank you so much for coming on and hanging out with us.
Yeah, of course. It's super cool.
Absolutely.
For you guys to have a good time.
And do you have any final words to say as the music fades in?
Oh.
Give us a follow.
Give us a follow. Listen to our music.
Too Easy and Fresh Face on Spotify, Google Music, Apple
Yeah,
Music.
I'll do the plugs
again,
too.
And if you guys think I sound like Donovan Wolfington, please drop a comment.
Yeah. Drop a plus one in the replies if you think that is the case.
My girlfriend says I sound like him, and it freaks me out. The guy, Neil.
He's a cool band.
They are a cool band. Like, for a great fucking band. Anyway, that's it. Listen to our music.
Smash that motherfucking like button.
Yeah, hit
smash
the
fucking like.
Hit the bell.
Yeah, subscribe and notifications on.
All right.
Hey, thank you so much, as always, for listening to the show. It's me and Robin here, just coming here to take you on out. Thanks as always.
Hey, what
to
about me?
What about? Hello, Keelan.
Hey, yeah.
What's up, man?
What's up? Yeah, this was a great episode, I think.
What do you mean a great episode?
Yeah, the one we just recorded with Arlen Gun Club.
The one that we just recorded with Arlen Gun Club.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it was
great. What
do
you mean? You weren't on that episode.
Yeah, I was.
No, Keelan, listen, I know you were on the Cliff Diver episode. I know that was huge for you, but...
Yeah,
you were not on this episode of the podcast.
Yeah, look, as the manager, Jacob, I was on this episode.
You were not... Don't say as the manager you were on the episode. That's not how this works.
Look, if Superman can do it, I can be on the episode, okay?
What does that mean? What does that even mean?
Well,
what is that?
That's for you to figure out. All right. We would like to thank Arlen Gun Club for coming on today.
Thank you so much to our new friends at Arlen Gun Club. Check them out on Twitter. That's at Arlen Gun. You can find them over on Instagram and Facebook at Arlen Gun Club. I would highly encourage you to check out and buy their two EPs. You can do that on Bandcamp. Those are Too Easy and Fresh Face. You can do that on arlengunclub.bandcamp.com. Also, feel free to write into the show if you have questions or anything you want to say, or if you have any positive feedback, positive reinforcement, just send that right our way. That would be much appreciated. ybigpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter. That is at ybigpodcast. Like we mentioned in the ad break here, if you could help us out a lot, if you could rate and review the show on iTunes, that would be super fantastic. Unless you don't like it, then just leave it alone. But that's all about I had for you. Music for your band is garbage, just courtesy of The Last Safe Place and the unbeatable Jake Bowell.